Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2149, The Focus Launch List by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading articles or book excerpts or essays, sometimes stories to you every day, including holidays. And I plan to keep that up, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Focus Launch List by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. When most of the tasks we have to do are more involved, yet we haven't established focus momentum, we jump from thing to thing without actually completing much. This tends to be accompanied by a bit of anxious energy or overwhelm around having a lot of options for what to do, but often we're lacking some clarity on what is most important. Sometimes it all feels important, or it all is important. Especially with more complex priorities, a secondary challenge comes when you aren't sure how to get started with that individual task. The irony of this situation is that we have so much to do that we feel like we don't have time to stop, assess, and set things up so we can get zoned in. Here are some simple steps to recenter and move forward. This focus launch list should take about 20 to 30 minutes, but will save hours of wasted time and effort. The focus launch list. Number one, breathe. Pause everything, and I mean everything, and take a bunch of deep, slow breaths. Silence your phone and put it far away. Close your eyes and push the CO2 that has been chilling the bottom of your lungs for the last 2 hours and let your house plants have it. Number two, grab a notebook and pen. Turn to a new page and leave it open next to you, pen uncapped, ready to roll. Number three, clear workspace. Take 5 minutes and remove everything from your desk that might be a visual distraction. Papers, post-it notes, memory cards, books, empty coffee cups, etc. As you go, make a note in your notebook for anything you don't want to forget if you find a post-it note with grocery items on it. Don't list the specific grocery items, just write something like, grocery shopping, list on post-it note in desk drawer. You don't have to throw things away, just note them and store them away. Number four, clear digital space. Close everything on your computer. Save any unfinished work, bookmark browser tabs that you don't want to lose, and close them. Even if you're going to open something right back up in a bit, close it for now. By the end, you should be able to restart your computer safely without losing any work. Similarly, if there was something you're in the middle of that you need to come back to, note what it is and where to find it in your notebook. Respond to Janelle, main email inbox. Number five, clear brain space. You likely have some things listed already, but take everything else bouncing around in your brain and write it down in the notebook now. Don't think too hard about it. Just jot down any concerns you have on what's going on right now. I haven't shaved in 3 days. Did the dog go out yet? Library book needs to be returned. This doesn't have to be exhaustive. Just let any concerns you have flow onto the page. Your computer has to use its processing power to keep all those extra applications running at the same time. Closing them frees up more juice for the task at hand. Your brain needs the same thing. Number six, sort notes. Sure, you haven't shaved in 3 days, but unless you're showing up to a photo shoot later, another day might not be a big deal. This page is your beehive. It's busy, chaotic, and relatively disorganized, but it's all there. Identify two things, a quick win and an urgent or important today task. Quick win, walk the dog. Important, write investor update letter. Number 7, momentum play. Go do the quick win right now. And if it's something that doesn't require a lot of mental processing, use the time to think through how you're gonna approach the important thing. What's the first sentence of the letter? What information needs to be included? Visualize yourself crafting this letter. Number 8, affirm success. Cross out the quick win task that you just completed and yell, boom. Or maybe do a stupid quiet dance or something to not scare your dog or neighbors. Yes, actually do this. You made progress, celebrate it. Next. Number 9, set the stage. Flip to a clean page in your notebook and write the one task at the top. Jot a few quick notes underneath reflecting on any considerations you had while doing whatever your quick win was. If on the computer, open the one or two things you need to complete the task, and if it's something like writing, take those notes from your notebook and dump them into the page so you have some guidelines to start with. Go to the bathroom, get a glass of water, airplane mode your phone. Tell any cohabiting humans that you're gonna be zoning in for the next 90 minutes. Turn on block sight or whatever distraction killer you use. Start a kitchen timer for however long you're going to work for. If your work period aligns with one of our focus group times in the community, all the better. Number 10, do the thing. Build off of whatever guidelines you created to start with and expand on them. Don't sit with a blank page or spreadsheet or whatever. Just add something. Copy and paste this paragraph into it if you need to. Start now. Don't make it perfect. Put clay on the table so you have something to sculpt. Number 11, dump distractions. You're gonna think of things. You're gonna think of the funniest tweet you've ever tweet, and you're gonna want to tweet it right now. You may not. Write said tweet in the notebook, which should still be open on your desk, and get right back to it. Dump it from your brain and move on. You're gonna remember a grocery item you forgot to put on your list. Dump it in your notebook and go back. Don't hang on it, just release it. And number 12, repeat the process. At a certain point, you won't be writing in your notebook anymore and you'll overcome the discomfort required to enter a flow state. Sure, this focused launch list might have eaten 30 minutes of your day, but you just got 90 minutes of focused work done, likely in a flow state that multiplies output by 2 to 5 times. If there's more to do on the task, throw your hands in the air like you're the 2x world champ, take a short break, and set up again for round 2. If the progress you've made is enough for the day, play Celebration by Kool and the Gang on Spotify and take a break. Or you can always go back to your list for another task and continue with the momentum you've built. After 2 or 3 of these 90-minute blocks, you're done. The end. While the explanation may be lengthy, each of these items on the focus launch list usually only take 1 or 2. This is how you can save your day, calm the bouncy ball brain, and make forward progress on important work. Respect the process by giving it the space it needs, and you will reap its rewards. You know, it's the whole, if you don't have time to meditate for 1 hour, you should meditate for 2 wisdom. Good luck, and have fun with it. You just listened to the post titled The Focus Launch List by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Dig it, Anthony. Keep in mind, as he said, each of the items on his launch list might only take a minute or two. So if you're feeling it, try it out. Another suggestion of something to try. So let me know how it goes. Thank you for being here and listening every day, and I'll see you tomorrow over the weekend, where your optimal life awaits.